Okay, so the Amud is Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are finishing up this sugya today. We are going to have some chazar on things we've already done. The Gemara is going to be chazar things that we did in the last sort of three or four daf actually. And then we are tomorrow is already a new Mishnah. It's a slightly different topic already. Okay, fine. Tashma, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Emer, Yesh Noisar She Mo'alin Boy, V'yesh Noisar She'ein Mo'alin Boy. There is Noisar. There is Korbanos that were left for longer than the appropriate time. They weren't sacrificed with intention to do so. They were quite simply left out overnight or something like that, right? Which has a din of Me'ilah. There's Noisar which does not have a din of Me'ilah. Ketzad, what's the case? Lan lifnei Zrika, Mo'alin. If it was left out overnight before Zrika Zadam, then already there is going to be Me'ilah. Why? Because the Zrika never was Matirit L'Achila, right? If it's after Zrika Zadam, Ein Mo'alin, there is no din of Me'ilah in such a case. Okay, fine. So it says, Ksani Mihas Mo'alim Boy. The Brisa said that there is Me'ilah. Lav Dehave She'us Lemisrike the Yibayizarik. Aren't we talking about a case where there was plenty of time to throw the blood? And even so, right, there will be. Even so, there will be Me'ilah if you did. Even so, there will be Me'ilah if you didn't, which means Heter Zrika Shaninu is not correct. It's not about Heter Zrika; it's about Heter Achila. It should not be about Heter Achila Shaninu, and this means that it's really Heter Achila. The act of Zrika is necessary to make the Basar Mutar Be'Achila. If there was no kosher act of Zrika, then the Basar will not be Mutar Be'Achila, and the meat will, and there will continue in Isra Me'ilah in Kachi Kachim. Like, no. We're talking about the Kabbalah was right before Shkiyas HaChama. And therefore there was no time to throw the blood. In such a case, there is no Heter Zrika. There's no practical ability to throw the blood before Shkiyas HaChama, after which it is no longer a kasher. Aval Hayashos Mai. But what if there was enough time? Harinami Neiman. Absolutely, there would not be any Me'ilah. This is according to Rabbi Zeira, right? So it says, "My area the sunny lifnei Zrika." Why doesn't that? If that's true, why does it say that before Zrika? Listening kodem shkia la'achar shkia. It should say before shkia and after shkia, not before Zrika and after Zrika. Right? The fact that it says before and after Zrika implies that heter achila, that making the korban mutar ba'achila is what's important. Right? If you're really focused on Kabbalah before and after Shkia, you should have said that. Hachinami k'sadi kodem shiura l'zrika, l'achar shiura l'zrika. That's it. That, in fact, is what the girsa should have been. It should have, Rabbi Zeira would tell you that the girsa should have been not Lan lifnei zrika or la'achar zrika. Lan lifnei she'yiroi lezrika or la'achar she'yiroi lezrika. Okay, that's the girsa, and therefore that's the girsa that Rabbi Zeira thinks it should be. Therefore, right, we have learned an important qualification of Rabbi Zeira's position. Remember that Rabbi Zeira was the one who said zheter zrika shaninu, right? That there is that what's important when it comes to what's important when it comes to getting rid of the Yisra Me'ilah is the ability to be Zorek the Dam. If you can be Zorek the Dam, then we view it as though it's already happened, and therefore, right, there will be no longer a din of Me'ilah and Kodshei Kodshim. However, this is only true if there's a practical ability to throw the blood. If there is no practical ability to throw the blood, then we get right back to the same point that there is, in fact, no din of Me'ilah whatsoever. Then there is a din of Mi'ilah. There is no din that Mi'ilah goes away whatsoever. The Zrika, then there is no heter Zrika in practice. Says Rashi, we can't say in such a case that we're going to see the Zrika as though it's already occurred, if in fact there is no practical ability for it to have occurred. Okay, fine. Tashma, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Pigul She Mo'alin Boy, Yesh Pigul She Ein Mo'alin Boy. There's Pigul which has a din of Mi'ilah, and there's Pigul which does not have a din of Mi'ilah. Right? Ketzad, what's the case? Lifnei Zrika Mo'alin, Lachas Zrika in Mo'alin. He says, before Zrika, there is a din of Mi'ilah in Pigul. After Zrika, there is no din of Mi'ilah in Pigul. Ksani Mihas, Lifnei Zrika Mo'alin, but it says that before Zrika, there's a din of Mi'ilah in Pigul. Lav, the Havishus of Mizrika, the Ibai Zarek, the Ksani Mo'alin. But doesn't this imply that there is enough time to throw the blood before Shkia Sachama? And you didn't, right? And therefore, there is a din of Me'ilah. And that proves that what's important in Me'ilah is the heter achilah, the heter to eat the korban, which is reliant on the zrika having actually happened. Says, loy, no, the loy have issues with mizrakeid. We're talking about cases there wasn't enough time to throw the blood. Aval have issues with mizrakeid. My achinami, the nafik minei ilah. So it says, but we're talking as there wasn't enough time to throw the blood before shkiyas chama. But if there was, then in achinami, Rabbi Zera will tell you that the mi'ilah goes away, and that's the way he learns this brisa. So it says, my ear is sending lachar shrika. In that case, what I say before and after Zrika, it sort of said again, listen, kodem shkia lachar shkia sachama. And again, same question. It should have said before and after shkia sachama, not before and after Zrika, if what's important is, in fact, the ability to do Zrika before shkia sachama. So, hachinami gara kodem shira lachar lachar shira lachar. Once again, exactly the same change in the brisa that we saw in the brisa about Noisar, we are now seeing in the brisa about Pigul. He says that it shouldn't say kodem zrika and achar zrika, it should say kodem shiroi lazrika and achar shiroi lazrika. It's the same basic qualification than his shita to begin with, right? The important thing for Rabbi Zera is the practical ability to do a Zrika Saddam, because if you can, in practical terms, do a Zrika Saddam, then in fact, we can say that we'll view the Zrika as having already occurred. But if you can't, in practical terms, do a Zrika Saddam, then we can't say, in all seriousness, that we're going to view it as though the Zrika has already occurred. That doesn't actually make any sense. Right? Tashma. Braisa, ha-pigul be-kodshe kadashim mo'alin. So, pigul with kodshe kadashim, there is a din of me'ilah. So, this is where my love, dear Zarek. Aren't we talking about a case that there was already zrikas hadam? Veshmamina heterachila shaninu. And that implies that if it wasn't pigul, and there had been zrikas hadam, there would no longer be me'ilah. And that means that the real important thing is being matir the korban l'achila. Note, what we just said assumes not only Rabbi Yochanan's din, that heter achila shanin, and what's important is making to remove these from me'ilah, is making it mutter for a kohanim to eat, but also assumes the opinion of Rav Gidla Amarav, if you remember from a couple of daf ago, the opinion of Rav Gidla Amarav, who said that that Zrikas Pigul is not a meaningful thing to remove the Isser Me'ilah. At least, you know, assuming the Zrika itself was done with Bekavan's Pigul. We saw straight away the Gemara immediately qualified to say if it was Shechita was done with Pigul and the Zrika was done with Hechsher, that already would not be a problem. So the Gemara says, Loi, no, the Loi Zarek. We're talking about a case that there was no Zrika Saddam. There was no Zrika Saddam. Right, there was not Yesrika's dam. Aval Zara Kmai. But what if there was Rika's dam? Hachinami Dein Mo'alan Boy. Then there would be no Me'ilah. Note. This statement that if you were Zorik, there wouldn't be no Me'ilah, does not reject the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. It does not constitute a raya for Rabbi Zera. This already constitutes a rejection of Rabbi Zera. This is in support of the opinion for Rabbi Yochanan that Me'ilah is really only neutralized by the heter for Kohanim to eat the korban. Right? What it does neutralize is the opinion of Rav Gidla Amar Rav, because Rav Gidla Amar Rav, if you remember, said that the korban will not become mutter, the Isra Me'ila will not be removed at all in the case of Zerika's pickle. Right? This is my area. Desani bekochim kalim ein mo'alim by lifni kan lifni zrika kan achar zrika. In that case, why did the Brisa continue to say the next bit of the Brisa, right? We said hapigu bekochim kadashim mo'alim. The next words in the Brisa started talking about kochim kalim bekochim kalim pigu bekochim kalim ein mo'alim by. Right? It shouldn't have said. Because it shouldn't have immediately said a pigul b'kachi kalim ein mo'alim boy. It should have first said kan lifnei zrika kan achar zrika. It should have distinguished between before and after zrika if that was what's important. If there are cases of pigul with kachi kachim where there is no me'ila, ha'asi leshmon, this comes to teach us something. Kol esuyi l'dei me'ila zrika kesikna ma'isi l'dei me'ila kol apuki m'dei me'ila afil shalei kesikna nami maska m'dei me'ila. This comes to teach us a din that any time we are trying to introduce an Isra Me'ila, as we do in Kodshim Kalim, right? Any time that we are trying to introduce an Isra Me'ila on the Emurim of Kodshim Kalim, right? Then you require a Zrika Kalach, you require a correct Zrika Sadam. However, right, if you're trying to remove an Isra Me'ila as you are in Kodshim Kodshim, then any Zrika Sadam will do the trick. Right, provided it is, in fact, a Zrika Sadam, provided it wasn't done by a Zara or something, but, you know, Zrika's Pigul will be fine, right? Meaning, and this is the way we pass in Lamaisa, according to Rashi and Tosfos, right, this constitutes a rejection of Rav Gidla Amar Rav. The point is, we take half of Rav Gidla Amar Rav's statement, right, the bit about Kochim Kalim, that the Isra Me'ila is not Chal in the Murim of Kochim Kalim without a kosher Zrika. It's not Chal, but Zrika's Pigul, that we agree with, but that the Isra Me'ila will in fact not go away with Zrika's Pigul of Kochi Kochim, that already we do not hold of Lemastana. And that is the end of the Gemara here.